2014 was declared the Year of the Maker by a magazine dedicated to do-it-yourself culture. President Obama even hosted the first-ever Maker Faire at the White House. And as 2015 draws to a close, there's an invigorated push in Rockford to create a space where people can get together to share ideas and equipment. And that's important for Rockford, known as a do-it-yourself town with a lot of talented people in the field of manufacturing. Imagine a community workspace where people can learn to weld while others use 3D printers. Still others are programming computers to control machines to create exactly what they need for their projects. Meanwhile, a kid designs a robot to help take care of his sister.
I would use an Arduino. Of course I'd use an Arduino.
Kai Holdman knows Arduino and other microcontrollers are the electronic brains behind many maker projects. His dad, Kevin Holdman, is one of the planners of what they hope will soon be Rockford's first makerspace.
My goal is to engage the community and find people who are interested in helping and start something like this. This needs to be a community effort, and I want to just start the ball rolling and get everybody who's interested on board and go.
A Rockford resident with a big idea has to travel a long way right now to get to a makerspace, also known as a hackerspace. And dropping in occasionally at one in Madison, Chicago, or the Quad Cities goes against the sense of community you get as a member of that DIY culture. Holdman says Rockford's makerspace can be whatever people want it to be, a place for glassblowing, textiles, metalworking, welding.
A combination of arts and technology, but then also heading towards, for example, electronics, computer programming, and then most interestingly, for me anyway, the intersection of all of those things.
About 50 people attended an organizational meeting for the makerspace last week to share their ideas about what they want and are willing to contribute. Holdman owns a former warehouse in downtown Rockford that he's offering as a location, and it's already stocked with some equipment. The next steps are big ones, setting up committees and figuring out insurance for an operation with expensive, potentially dangerous equipment. Holdman sees it being funded with a combination of memberships, grants, and donations. It could open by spring. I'm Susan Stevens, WNIJ News.